Storycast number 12, a movie obsession that took a turn, a true story. The story happened around the 2021 summer in June. My name is Peter and I live in the San Fernando Valley. My life is pretty good. I have Instagram. I love going on Instagram. It's a very cool app. Around June of 2021, a Disney movie was coming out. It was called Luca. It's a very good movie. The first time I saw it, I loved it and enjoyed it. And as time went on, I developed a big obsession with the movie. It caused me to want figurines of the movie, because when I develop big obsessions with movies, I always want like figurines and collectibles on them. So that's what I do. I actually asked my grandma if she can buy me Luca figurines. So I go up to her and say, "Grammy, can I have some Luca figurines?" And she told me since I was getting good grades in school last semester that I can have these Luca figurines. So she ends up buying me the figurines, and once I get them, I open them and put them in the collectibles box with all of the other collectibles and figurines I have collected throughout my childhood. So, my obsession was getting more stronger and bigger. And this was causing me to want to message to look up the accounts of the characters on Instagram. So that's what I do. It was around the last week of July where I did that. So I go on to Instagram and I look up the characters. So I search up @LucaPaguro. And I come across an account. It was called Luca_official account. I see the account and I saw that it's going live. I end up joining the live, and the person was going live with Alberto the Gay Fish. That was the Instagram account. And they claimed themselves as the real characters, Luca and Alberto. So, I message in the comment section, "Hello, my name is Peter." And then they ended up saying, hello, how you doing?" And what I end up doing next is actually sending them a live request so that I can join the live with them. So they ended up accepting my request. And then I'm in the live officially. I end up introducing myself. And they seemed very nice to me. We got along pretty great. I asked them what it's like being a sea monster. And they said it's very great and very cool to be a sea monster. So throughout, we were leaving to San Diego throughout the last week of July, and we actually created a group chat with Luca, Alberto, Julia. Julia has an account I saw as well as Guido and Chicho. They had accounts as well. So throughout my time in San Diego, I was messaging them. We were talking. Once I messaged them. At night while we were sleeping, we were having fun chatting in the group chat. So as we were leaving San Diego, I was on the group chat on the way home. And me and Julia were talking about books. I told Julia that I've read a book called Night and that it talks about the Holocaust and Adolf Hitler. And I asked Julia if she's ever heard of Adolf Hitler. And then she ended up saying to me, "Don't ever mention Adolf Hitler. Don't ever mention that guy." And I was surprised to expect such a comment made. And I asked her, "You never heard of him?" And then she says, "Yes, I have. Stop mentioning him." And I could tell Julia was getting very pissed off that I was mentioning Hitler. So I ended up apologizing for mentioning Hitler. And then our conversation went back to normal. But it wasn't until the evening of that same day that I was in the group chat, and I messaged in the group chat. I asked the characters to give me a rate on the scale of 1 to 10. And since they don't know what I look like, they couldn't give me a rate. So I ended up sending a picture of myself to the group chat. And then Julia ends up saying to me that that I look unattractive and she gave me a 2 out of 6 look. And I asked her why I look unattractive. And then she says to me, "You don't have freckles. Luca and Alberto are more attractive than you because they have freckles." And out of frustration, I left the group chat. And then Julie adds me back into the group chat. And then she asks me, "Why are you leaving the group chat? Why'd you leave?" And not responding, I left the group chat again. And then she added me back into the group chat again. And then she says, this time, "Bruh, bruh, bruh." I'm going to call my Instagram account at AC. So Julia says, "Bruh, bruh, bruh, at AC. Stop being so pity. Be more mature. Why are you leaving the group chat?" And I still didn't answer, and I left the group chat yet again. And then she adds me back in again. Then an altercation ensues. I tell Julia that I hate that she gave me a 2 out of 6 look, and that I'm playing GTA right now. And then, now getting more pissed off that I mentioned GTA, I told her that GTA is a fun game. And then Julia said to me, "So do you think violent video games are important? You're so immature." So then I messaged to Julia, so Luca and Alberto are more attractive than me?" And then she said, "Yes, Luca and Alberto are more attractive than you." So then she says, "Yet again, you're immature, and leave me alone." So the next day, I was getting my vaccination shot at Vons. So I get my vaccination shot, and while I'm waiting, I message Julia. I ask her if I apologize for the way I was the previous night. And then she messaged me back saying, "Leave me alone." And again, I wasn't expecting such a comment, and I thought she was going to accept my apology. But she didn't. I ended up trying to apologize, and she still wasn't accepting my apology. And she ended up blocking my Instagram account. So, all of a sudden, I create another account, and I message Julia on that account. I pretend to be another person, and I said, "Hey, do you know, are you Julia?" I said to Julia first, "Are you Julia?" And then she says back, "Oh, I'm just role-playing Julia, I'm not really her." And then I say, "Oh, so do you know my friend at AC?" And then she says, "Oh, yes. He's such an immature and stupid person." And then I say, "Well, I'm actually friends with him, so please, don't treat him like that." And then Julia says, "Oh, he doesn't even have any common sense. You're just as dumb and immature as he is. Leave me alone." And then she ended up blocking my new account that I made. So I believe it was the next day after that I was going out to lunch with my aunt and uncle. And I mentioned the altercation that I had between me and Julia and all the other Luca characters. So I ended up saying that I was called, that I was given a 2 out of 6 look rate. Because when I told them to rate me, they gave me a 2 out of 6 look, and I was very unhappy and depressed, and they said I look very unattractive. So my uncle and aunt say to me, "Don't listen to people. You're a very handsome boy. People are just dumb. Don't listen to people." And I took their word that I shouldn't listen to people. But that comment that Julia gave me really hurt my feelings, and it just stayed in my mind. So my obsession got out of control. I kept finding other accounts with the same, with the characters, with the Luca characters. And I kept messaging them, trying to find the real characters. The people claiming to be the real characters. So it wasn't until October of 2021 where my mom had found out that I was messaging these characters. And then I got in serious trouble and she grounded me. She told me that if it happens again, she will take away my Instagram. And she said, since I'm doing this, I will not, if I do this again, I will not be allowed on social media ever again. So to this day, I have officially stopped messaging those characters or messaging any other role players with movies. And after that, I've never heard from any of the characters at all. The end.